Balding by the Sigyo, Kisa Kalin, Kisa Karko, Simon Chinches, Sif Yud. We have the Sigyo, the end of Parakol Kalin, Dafko Klavova Maze. What comes out, there are five different cases here that basically have two different dinim, two different halachas. The first three cases are Kisa Karko. That means first we have a very simple case of Karko on the ground, and you want to cover it. The halacha is depends if it has a base achizo or does not have a base achizo. If a handle, what to hold on to it. Now, what does that mean? It says in Mishabrua, Api the Mogan Avram. That means when you connect it, it looks like Baino. You disconnect it, it looks like Kisev Seisar. And therefore, even if you take it off on Erev Shabbos, Agam, it's a Kli. Still, as you get a Muktzah, it cannot be Metautal. That means you have a Chiddush over here, the way Mishabrua explained Shat in the Sugya. Mishabrua saying, even though it's a Kli, it's also to Metautal. Explains the Bialocha, what's the lumdus over here, where's he getting it from? He says, we know that this is Siv Yud, the Siv people, and it's Siv Kes. Over there, the Sugar Dals is a Karko. Jewish make the Karko. Over there, it's Osla Tautel. Why is Osla Tautel? So the Bialocha brings down for the Magi Mishnah, Bachlikis Rashi versus Rambam. Rashi says, when you have Dals a Karko that comes off on Erev Shabbos, it's not a Kli. Marash Enki, the Lush of the Rambam is, it is a Kli, but it's not Muchel Tautel. Why is not muchalik total? Since this kli is oimid to mechaber to the door, has no other stamshes, therefore it's not nichel negeder of choshev be a kli negeder of sugya muksa. So it comes out, that Rav Machlokes Rashi versus Rambam, again, there's a star in the Bialok over here, that the Chav Nishman says, no Machlokes Rashi Rambam, discussing two separate aspects, negeder dalsa kelim, dalsa abayis. However, the way that Mishabu understands Machlokes Rashi versus Rambam is something is a kli when dalsa karka not. Says the Bialocha, where's the Makar for the Rambam, that something can be a Kli, not Mukhla Totel, and then it's also a Totel. He says the Makar is our Sugya Sifiyot. The fact over here, that's Nira Kabayna, Nira Kasayser, Hagam, it's a Kli. Since over here, Igmar is Maduik, Osla Totel, therefore also by the case of Dasla Karka is Osla Totel. So Siftes and Sifiyot are intertwined one with another, and even though it can have a shame Kli, but says not Mukhla Totel, Osla Totel. Therefore, when the Ulam saw a Sif Yutes, the case of a Sulam, a ladder, of the case of an Aliyah, go to the attic, that's made only to be over there, a tall ladder, that's made to go on top of the gag, on top of the roof. Says over there, the Mechaber cannot be metautal. Says the Mishabrua, the Mogavrom, that means the Osa Tautal even said Gufay Emekoyimai. Why? Says the Mogavrom, because I am the Rambam, the Mechaber by the case of Dals Labayas. That means you have a case over here, Kli, that's not connected. But it's not Mukhul and Total, as a gather of a Kli, but it's not Mukhul and Total. Therefore, for this reason, as a gather of being not a Kli, also Total, even so, Gufim and Kaimai. So it comes out, according to this Bialocha, Sif Tes, Sif Yud, and Sif Yud Tes, the case of Dalsa Karko, Kisai Karko, and Sulam Shaliyah is all better in the same Sugyo. The Sugyo of the something that could be a Kli, but since it's not Mukhul and Total, as a gather of not being a Kli, and then it's like Mukhsa Machmas Gufay, also the Total, even so, Gufay and Mekaimai. That means when you learn the Sugya Muksamach Maskufar, we spoke out over there then, that we have six different aspects or Pratim over here that's nichel the category of Muksamach Maskufar. One of them is something called Dasa Karko that could be a Kli, but it's not Mukhul in total. It's one of the six ways of defining Muksamach Maskufar. So, first again, so the first case of here in Shulchan Aruch, you have Kisa Karko, the Gedda depends on the Beis Achizo, but not on the Beis Achizo. The second case over here, you have Kisa Bar Vados. You have a covering of either a pit or a dos. The way how the Mishabrua explains, he says a case of a bar is something you dig inside the ground. A case of a dos is something that starts underneath the ground, but goes above the ground. And you want to cover the thing above the ground. Now if you learn Baba Basra, you learn Erevin, look at the Rashbam, other Yishan, they seem to have a different definition of the case of dos. L'chol Pach, the way the Mishabrua comes and goes, he says something's above the ground a little bit, has the getter of a kisa dos. And therefore, it has the getter of a kisa karka, depending on if it's a chizu or not. The third place in Shulchan Aruch is you have mamish a keli, complete keli. However, it's kura of a karka legamri. The words of the mechaber is completely underneath the ground, and now you want to cover it. Also, as you get a kisa karko, depends on the beis achizo. So come down again. We have three cases. All have the same aloha kisa karko. One is the case of kisa karko mamish. A second case is kisa bar vados. The third case is a keli that's covered legamri, buried underneath the ground fully. Next two cases are Kisa Kalim. That is, did not make a difference whether you have a Pesach Chiz or not. The first case of Kisa Kalim is a regular object, a regular Kli, you have a cover to it. It comes off and on. The second case in the Shulchan Aruch is you have an oven, the Mechaber with tit, with cement over here. So even though it's connected to the ground, but since it was a Kli beforehand, has a get of Kisa Kalim. The loch is whether it's a Pesach Chiz or a handle or not, has a get of a Kisa of a Kli, and if you can take it off or put it back on. The Tanai, Rusha Soknam, that was very clear, you have a tie that you must stack in it. Now, what does it mean, Rusha Soknam? What's the definition? They say it by us, brings down the Machloik, it's Rashi versus Benatam. This Machloik we had in the Machaber, brought down, in Simon Shinu Gimel Sev Aleph, we learn the Sugar Baino. Rashi says you must stack in not only to be a cover for the Kli, also be right for Tashmish B'mochem Acher. Therefore, the case over here, this Kisa of the Kli has to be right for somewhere else. Either it could sit on top of the kisa, the kli says Rashi, or it could be a plate that you put the kid's food on top of. That's his assumptions. But it has to be used somewhere else. Tell me, Rabbi Tami says he disagrees. If it's right to be a kisa kli, has to get a kli. Why is it need tashmish for mokum achim? Plates Rashi and Rabbi Tami says the mokum in Simon Shin Yogimul. How the mice do we pass from the mechaber's two shitas? So I tell you, the loch over here, as I mentioned, Chesef Yod, the Mechaber Sosim, Lukulo, it says it's enough to Mesakim over here, and therefore we do not need a Tashmish B'mokamacher. That means we know the Sugya Baino. Kamu B'mokamacher says that Gamus Machalik Shushainim, the Mechaber over here Sosim Lukulo. The Al Rabbis have been sat this way, the grass goes this way. The Mice, the Mishnah grew over there in Simon Shinu Gimon, he brings it down, and he points out where Sosim Lukulo, therefore the Eishat Tzorech, you can't be Mekal. All Mokamat Tzorech. Because maybe the Mechaber is more of a Losh in the Gemara, not Mufurish like a Bantam, but Mokma Tzarech, it can be Mekel, and go, even if it's not being Mesakim, Mokma Acher, no Mesakim be the Kis, the Kli, they get of a Kli. Now, in this halacha of Kisa Kalim, we have a case of a Kisa of the Tanner that's connected to the ground. The halacha is, has a get of a Kisa Kli. In the Sif before, in Sif Tes, but the case of Lul Shol Tarnago, over there it says, that you want to take off the door back and forth, it's also take off but back on, it's nichol the get of karko, near as the get of bain of a seiser. The chur of the two halachas are steer of Meir Bey. How can Sif Tes, a lush or tanigal, have a get of karko, yet in Sif Yud, the tana that you connect to the ground has a get of metalkalim? Why is one metalkalim one karko? So effect the Mishnah Berurah. He has two turotzim, the place of Shabbos and the Prima Godim. The place of Shabbos, he brings down a chiddush. He wants a tanya. The case of the tanya, you build it somewhere else, and then you put it over here. Has a get of a kli beforehand. You attached it. Has a get of a kli. A kisa to the tanya. Has a get of kisa kalim. Masha enkei loshal tanagol. You built it in this place. You built in this place. Has a get of karko. Yeshivu are going to further quote the Prima Godim his chalik. The Chadnish says the ik is like the Prima Godim. He says it really depends. What is the cover over here? Is the cover attached to the karko, attached to the tana, attached to the lul, or disattached? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Mem and Sifkot Mem Gimel. If the case over here is attached, has its sear, has a hinge to it, David is a chelik of the karko. David is disconnected and connected, nichol getav near kabbain of the seiser. Masha Enkin, in the case of by us, by Sif Yud, was fully disconnected, just want to take it off, that's a getav kli, and therefore you allow to take it off and put it back on. So it comes out over here. That Sif Ches and Sif Tes is a case where the Tzira hinge is connected, and Sif Yud is a case where the cover is not connected. That's the difference between Ches and Tes versus a case in Sif Yud. The main shayla over here among the Achoyim off the page for the past 25, 30, 35 years is very strange. They left out a question over here that should be a basic shayla, how to apply this halacha. We're saying this halacha over here, if it's Kisa Karko, the halacha is depends on the base Achizo. A kisa kalim can take off, why is Mesakim to be a kli to cover to this object over here? Does it make a difference how long a person leaves the cover on top of this kli? Does it make a difference if his tendency is to remove it, or you leave it there for years at a time? Is there a chilek in time? Basically, you sponge a hole, you take off all the time. Does it make a difference? A manhole cover, you take off every couple of years. Does time play a role in this halacha over here? Now, you could ask a question, why in the world should you think time plays a role over here? Where's the makor for this? So, when you learn the sugya of Baino, beginning of last month, so you learn Simon Shinu Gimel Sif Aleph, the sugya over there, Mechava starts off with Pekak Chaloyin. That's really our mission over here, Kuf Chafei Mebeis. The Mishnah says over here, Machlok said, Lozer versus the Chachamim, if you're allowed to take it off the skylight, take the pekak, take the stuffing out, put it back in. We pass like a Chachamim, whether it's kosher or not kosher, totally not. A person can take out this covering of the pekak haloin, whether during the day, because you want some light coming in, or you want to close it, because you don't want the light over there, take it in and out, no problem. Why not take this pekak haloin and take it in and out? Says the Maharam, brought down by the Mishnah Berurah, keep your dagger, derech, l'toich, liskar, tomit. It is made to constantly open and close. Therefore, you're allowed to open and close the pekak haloin. You're allowed to take away mamshus window of the skylight over here. What's the svar behind it? Very simple. It's very clearly not part of the house. It's a door. And therefore, it's made to take off and on. Take off and on. Over there in Simon Shinu Gimel on Sif Gimel, in the case of Dalsas Achabayas, with the doors that are behind the house, by the case of the shed, over there, Mechaber says, based upon the Gemara, you'll not take it off if the word serum and its nicker, or in the case of the Gevoyim in the Aris, and it's kosher v'taloi. But let's say it's missing not serum, or it's not Gevoyim in the Aris, you cannot take off the door. The question is, kakaloin, you take off the roof over here. No problem. Yet the door, you cannot take off. What's the difference between kakaloin and Dalsas Abayis? Says the Ravid, go down to the base Yosef, because one was a derech to go in and out constantly. Das Abayis is only made to go there every couple of months, once in a while. Brought down, passes by the Mechaber of the Ansef Gimel, and clearly by the Mishnah Berurah. He says, and Echnami, Das Abayis, Afri Abayis, and Pchak Chaloin have the same exact halacha. Just the Metzias was different. One is made to go in and out constantly. The Akhila take out the Pchak Chaloin. It's not near the Kibbutz of the Slicer. Delos Achriya Bayis, if it does not have the simonim of a nicker with a tzir kedoimo, then you cannot take it off and on. Now, what is the definition of constantly? The Bialoch over there in Sif Gimel says, being on Tosef Shabbos, if it's added once in 30 days, that's constant. Right? Can't eat olives once in 30 days. Others want to disagree. Kamachud Hashani said maybe once in 7 days. But Bikkur from go, Berech once in 30 days. Nichol together, constant, more than that is not constant. Building upon that, Sugyo, but we see there's a chilik whether there's it made to be used open constantly, closed constantly. And our sugya have the same chilik. The geit kisa kelim, the geit kisa karko. Does time play a role? Do that by kachaloin. Delos achuya delos plays a role. With things that you cover of an object over here, whether it's a karko or kelim, does it play a role over here? Now, back to me, you have 3 options how to look upon it. We can say l'chumro, l'kulo, but there's no difference. Define each one. First, we're saying over here that a kisa karko, you want to take off something that's a covering for the ground, it needs a beis achizo. You could say the only time a beis achizo works is when it opens up constantly every once in 30 days. But let's say it's zman rav, you only open up once every year, even a beis achizo will not work. The marshal was from discussing when the people came to Yerushalayim about 100 years ago, they didn't have any water, they made pits upon the ground, and therefore they had wells with the water. Now, past 40, 50 years, we have sewers and pipes, and we do not need the wells upon the ground. So they cover up the wells. You go to Shai Chesed, there's a well over there that's covered up. Once a year, they open it up for Tashlich. Has a base achizah, we'll open up once a year for Tashlich. Or sometimes if there's wool with a well underneath, someone wants to do Tfilas Kalim. During COVID, they might open it up to do Tfilas Kalim over there. But otherwise, in general, it's closed. So once it has a base achizah, it's made to open up, but in general, it's closed. How do you look upon it? Do you say mice is a base achisa kisa karko, it's mutter? Or no, because ba'atim, this is covering the karko, it's chelik of the karko, it does not work. So the mice, the shayla, the Megillah Sefer, he sends you to halacha and Sibishin Gimel Sif Aleph and Sif Gimel. He says the whole halacha be mat is only it's made to open and close constantly. If not, even a base achisa would not work. It won't work, because the circle side is part of the ground. And therefore, the Esel Biyashu this question. And the Yisachut of Zilberstein this question, and the Shalmei Yehuda, Rav Gross, Rav Baruch Sh'omar, I see 6 different from went the whole time Heter Kisa Karko, is only what's made to open and close constantly. If it's only made to open once a year, once every couple of years, is not Nichon the Heter of Kisa Karko, even the Beis Achiza is tough of the Karko, it's like Poin of a Slicer. Asad Hasheni, said, Mamash Fakert, coming with Benin Shabbos, he discussed the case of sponge holes. He says, when do we open all the time? We want to do sponge every Friday, twice a week, 3 times a week, depends how dirty your floor is, depends how many kids you have. But it's made to open and close constantly. You want to tell this whole entire halacha you need a beis achizo is when something you did not open constantly.
It's around for a year, 2 years, 3 years, every couple of months you open it to show it's a kisa v'karko. It's kisa, it's bezim, it's a get of a kli. You have to open, have to have a beis achizo. But something that everyone sees, everyone knows, you open constantly, abad is nichol to get of a kli. Even the other case of a beis achizo, that's pushed that way. You want to need a beis achizo for with kli, everyone knows that's a mitzias over here. You open the clothes constantly. And therefore, we ask this question in the Chodashani, we will learn in the Chaburah that in your Sefer, the Chodashani, you saw some lechumro. And we asked him, what happens if the person opens up constantly, the mice will be mutter, like Simon Shin Yigimel? He said, yeah. You open constantly, you don't need a beis achizo. What did Elijah Chaim Kliyashki? He says, Kuduma Shum, it's mutter over here. And therefore, Bazil Orbach, Vim Avrom, Vishal Menisim, they go for carrot. Mom is the other way around. The loch is made to open constantly, a gam is kisa karku, you do not need a beis achizo. You can get involved with this question. Let's get more. Tana Shlishi. You read the page. By us. No one says, Zaman. Not this way, not that way. It's brought down in Simishin Yugimel. There's no Magavram. There's no Beis Yosef. There's no Taz. No Mishnah Brua. There's no Bialacha. No one says, Zaman. Says Yalki Yosef. If you discuss the Sugya Boinan Saisa Zaman. This Nirka Boino, Nirka Saiser. This is Nirka Boino, let's have Beis Achizo. Whether it's a long time or not. It's Nirka Saiser. We're going after Das Bin Adam, how you use it? It's Nero. People see that Shulia looks like Boino. And therefore, if Bibiak goes this way, if Simcha Bodom goes this way, Luach HaMuxi goes this way, if Kop goes this way, and the Shemir Shabbos goes this way. If you realize, I said 6 verse 6 verse 6. Machal Yishashokal, you can make maybe more numbers, more names over here. The Mamish, what is Asukya? A very basic question. What to go do? Does it depend upon time? And which way do you say depends upon time? The pool of the chumra over here. Another shiloh to discuss over here, before we get to different cases of practice, loch lemaiso, is what defines the definition of beis achizo? First, where is this beis achizo in this cover? That means, let's say a person has the beis achizo not into the cover. How do you have that? So basically, there are manhole covers that the different ones in different countries have made differently. That means in America, the manhole covers you have in the ground, they have special holes inside. You have a crowbar, you lift it up. So the beis achizo is built into the cover. Over here, if you get, for example, go to the outside of Neir Gavriel, they have the cover there. There's no beis achizo in the thing itself. They make a niche in the side, and then you can pick it up. The niche is not in the cover. The beis achizo is on the cement around it to lift it up. Where does the beis achizo have to be? It has to be built into the cover, or the beis achizo is enough with nickel in its surroundings.
It's called beis achizo.
We'll get to define where to find it also. There are two things. First, where is it? How, what defines it? Two different questions over here. First, where is the beis achizo? So nice if you read the Bialocha, he's coming for the Goyin. The words over here, who's the Saknam? You're masaking it. Says the Goyin, it must be in a case where there is no beis achizo. Because if there's beis achizo, you did something to the guf hakli already. We see from the Goyin, Kamat Meforsh, wrote on the Bialocha, that the idea of beis achizo has to be in the guf hakli. If not, Zeichanami, the case of beis achizo is on the outside, who's the Saknam is in the guf hakli. The fact that the Bialocha brings down the Goyin, that the case of beis achizo is in the guf hakli, we see we need a beis achizo in the manhole cover itself and not in the surroundings. That's Aleph Fakur, we see clear from the Bialocha. The second thing is, what I'm asking, what defines beis achizo? That means a simple way, you have a handle, everyone sees it. But what happens in the case where it's only put in, has a niche, has a groove, it's indented over here, has a tzur over here, but it's not clearly a handle? It's certainly clearly defined, it's easier to be made to be picked up that way. A beis achizo has to be, you see, a handle. Well, beis achizo is any way, anything that's defined that we see that something's being lifted up over here. So Shmuel Shabbat Kulchosai in Perichav Gimel, when he brings it down, he says any tzura that's miyuchad, to have a hole there, any bleak that's sticking out, whether it's a hole inside or sticking up, that's clearly defined as being a beis achizo. Why is it put there for? Anyone sees it, everyone knows. It's made to be picked up, be easier lifted up. That means the definition is you don't have to have a handle. It's something when a person sees, why is it there? It's easier to be picked up. A manhole cover in America, why are the holes in areas? It's easier to be picked up. You might not know that, but that's nice why the holes are there. Anyone who knows, the holes are there, it's made to be picked up. If so, let's go through different cases. First, you have a Tzidur HaNikuz. The person has over here a drain hole, basically what they call a sponger hole. What's the loch in the gear to a person? Can you open it up on Shabbos? Now first, the Metzius over here is you have a hole in the ground, then you have a pipe over there. So first of all, what exactly is the cover covering? It's covering l'chura the karko. There's a pipe underneath it. L'chura is kisa karko. Void. If you want to tell me it's covering the pipe are open at two ends over here, I don't think it's nichol get over clean. Void, even if it is, it's the gami inside the karko. So first, our sponge rolls are not kisa kalim, are certainly kisa karko. If they're kisa karko, can you lift up sponge rolls on Shabbos? So come on, Lishmei Shabbos, the Chodeshonin, others, they're very clear. It says it has a base achiza, you're allowed to. Very simple. You have a base achiza, you're allowed to. Now the question is, do ours have a base achiza? So that's them. There are two different types of sponge holes, a couple of them, but the two standard ones, sponge holes that you can't have. There's one, if you go by the yeshiva, they have sponge holes that have slats to it, a reshet, slits to it, that's not made to be lifted up. Usually it's screwed inside, but have slats. Why? When you sponge it, it goes inside, straight into the holes. So those l'chura are not going to get a beis achiza. They're not made to be lifted up. No one sees any tzur over here. They were sent to Orchid Shabbos. To lift them up on Shabbos is also simple. It's kisei karko with no beis achiza. You can lift up because you put your knife underneath and lift up those slats. That was not what it's made for. It's made for those slats for the water to go inside. That's the yeshiva ones. The standard ones in the house are not that way. Usually they cover up everything. And then you have to lift it up. It has a little lip sticking out on the sides. How do you pick it up? You have a knife. You lift it up over here or whatever you want. Your hands, if you don't mind the dirtiness. Then you lift it up. Now the question is that nichol neged or beis achiza? Is that beis achiza? Says it's been in Shabbos. Maisa, why is it made that way? Everyone knows to lift it up. Lo chamuksa, biskei tshuva, I want to go this way. Atzad Hasheni, the Shabbos Nissan, Mr. Kaplan, he quotes a bit in Shabbos, he wants to say it's not so. There's Kisa Karak over here. And he says, yes, if no, you've read it that way. So first, he's getting involved, is that really nicker, a case over here of being a Kisa Kalim with a Beis Achiza, Kisa Karak with Beis Achiza. So, first I'll be sorry, you can say very stark, that everyone knows why it's there. A gam, to make it look nice as if it's part of the ground. That's only everyone knows it may be lifted up. A gam made for Yoifi should be a case of a Beis Achiza. Hashu should be, right?
Who said it's made to lift up?
It's ducking
like
out.
Pull in?
Yeah.
Yeah, that too. But why is it there for?
So it doesn't pull in.
It's true. It's that also.
But if it's Icarus.
Why is there a hole there for? Why is there a cover there for? Why is it not just cemented up for? It's made to pick up with the water inside. You just sponge it every week. Everyone does sponge it. That's true. It's true. It might be the porch. You might do it once a year. But in your house, your kitchen, you do it every Friday. Right, we'll cover Shabbos. That is the little time. The lip is there for two reasons. Shua has a second function. Shua might be over, should not fall inside, and remain for Yoifi, but it also has a clear function to be lifted off.
Okay.
There's no disagreement with that. You might say that it's other functions, not fall in, correct?
The slats also have a lip.
No, that's not the first one that Shiva does. And
the Shiva's is different.
You don't, and it's not made for that.
But the ones that...
This is clearly made, everyone knows there's a lip there to lift it up. You can't argue that. You want to tell me it has other function. It certainly has this function.
We're not discussing if it has that function. We're discussing, is that an Iker that's function or is that a
phallus? I don't think it should make a difference. It should make a difference. That's why it's being made for. Master, listen, when it comes from, he says, where are you getting Machber from? He says, there's a Shmir Shalom, Kachosah, the Issub Shalom, Zalman. And they get these mechel mayim, these water tanks you have in your roof, that when you attach them to the roof, before you can say it's open on top, open the bottom, you have a pipe over there. Now when you're attaching it, since it has no get of kli, you're attaching it now to the karko, therefore it has a get of kisa karko. A chiddush, let's say the mechel mayim is a get of kisa karko, because before you attach it, it was open at both ends and no get of kli. Now you attach it to a pipe, it's a get of kisa karko. So, come on, Lishmei Shabbos, and he Shlomo Zalman and says over here the Metzius is that since you're connecting it, says Shmir Shabbos, since it has lips to it, you let it take it off. Has a cover to it, this Mechel Mayim, water tanks, you let it take it off. Come on, Megillah Sefer, and he says, I don't understand. You go to Mechel Mayim, when do you open it up? Whenever the plumber has to go fix it, once a year, once every 5 years, I'll buy once every 10 years, but otherwise you never open up your water tank on the roof. Come with real safe as she tosses and he says, if that's so, a Pesach Jesus should not work even with Manorach. If he wants to be machmir, go against Mishlom Mezalman. Come on, Mishlom Mezalman, and the Meluim Tishmir Sham Kuchosav, he's Mysiv. He says over here, the reason why he let it open up, even though it's Man Oruch, he wants to tie in the first of the Mechel itself is Ke'en Kli, as Gedek Ke'en Kli, because Mysiv is an object over here, together with the fact that his lips that are sticking out over here, therefore has a base achizo, together it's mutter. At kav Mishlom Mezalman. Says the Shamanis, and if so, the get your sponge holds, the chui need two things. Mika inkli, sponge holds not inkli, and you need the lips sticking out. Since you only have the lips sticking out without ka inkli, they want time to receive Mishlom Mezalman, the person cannot open up your sponge holes. At kav the Shamanis, and they said, yes, the Rebbe of Neuvert, Shmir Shabbat, Chosei Guduthim, and Meister, you cannot open up Shabbos. Now, 2 points. Verse this Indian of Ke'en Kli, look at the page. Where in the world we see the idea of Ke'en Kli, and also you need to have a base achizo. Clearly, does not say two things over here. No one says that. The Chorob Shlomo Zalman means the reason why you need Ke'en Kli, because you have a tzur of a Kli. How can you have a tzur of a Kli? By Mechel Mayim is Ke'en Kli with the fact of a base achizo. I think in by sponge hole also, everyone sees it made to open up. It's also nechel get of a tzur kli, and there was enough to open up. Open it up. I don't think the right of mechel mayim to sponge hole is any right. In the body, you don't need a din ke'en kli. We need ke'en kli to give you a tzur of a get of a kli. A sponge hole also, that's enough to give you the tzur. It's made to open constantly. That's out. Second, also by sponge holes, it's made to open and close constantly. And the Shaman Islam himself, this is Catholic himself agrees, something made to open and close constantly, you do not even need a Beis Achizo. So he said to Shaman Islam that you do not need a Beis Achizo if it's less than 30 days. And if it's more than 30 days, even a Beis Achizo Meister wouldn't even help. And therefore, opening up a sponge hole, we wrote to Chaim Knievsky about a sponge hole, and the Chodeshoni wrote to, and Rabbi Avrom says, and Ben Sham says, a Vadi can open up even without a Beis Achizo. So it comes out to open up your sponge hole and Shaman, there's two reasons why to be Mekel. Number one, you can argue shtak that is a Beis Achizo. And number two, even if there isn't a Beis Achizo, something is made to open up constantly, which Lamaisa, I think the Metzius is, especially in the kitchen, even argue that's a tachlis of the porch. You get involved, you go after a person's das, what's made for? Lamaisa is nichon the ghetto of a kisei, of a karka that has a Beis Achizo. Maybe let it open up. No problem there.
That's screw-on.
Sorry?
That's screw-on. That's like the rooms.
The screw-on ones. They also there's a metal open the base of chizah, right? They have a special holder. Same idea. According to Mekilin, Maisa those who disagree. Just get chuvas. Numis plus more time. Maisa
also. That's clearly a handle. That's clearly basically. Even if you say that the lip is not.
Again, you get involved with two questions to be machmer. Number one, if you don't open up constantly, la daf give a heter, and you get involved with the chiddush of Shlomo Zalman that the Shamanisa wants to tie is not enough to get a base of chizah. You have two svaras to be machmer can, two svaras to be Michael.
So by Shinir Gimba, by Neger, it's more time with the binyan because it goes in the car. There's a difference in things that go in the car.
Okay, maybe we'll put that aside. We'll see it afterwards. Take another case. That's sponge holes. The second case is these water tanks over here. Again, mentioned Rebbe of Shlomo Zalman, Maaseh, he wants to be Mekel, as a case of Beis Achizo. Rashi Ekev Gilas Seif wants to be Machmer, says Maaseh, since it's made to open and close only once a year, once every 2 years, even won't help. Building upon this case of these water tanks, what about your toilet tank? To open up in the back. Can you open up a Shabbos? The Najara, right? What's the Najara? Nigara. So the toilet tanks you open up. Now, first of all, there are two different types of toilet tanks you can have. There are those who are not nicker that you can open up. There's no groove, there's no niche there. Actually, in my house right now, in my apartment, there's one of the tanks, the mice, there's no niche, no grooves. You have to bang it and pick it up. There's nothing there to see. Most times, there's either dentation or something sticking out, and it's easy to pick up. Now, why in the world do you want to pick it up on Shabbos? So either a Zilbashin says, because people, when they put the soap in, they want to put it in the back. Or the Olam knows, a couple guys in Chabur told me, everyone knows in camp, where do you put the beer or the soda, the clean water to keep it cold? You put it in the toilet tank. You do it. That's very clean water over there. That's what everyone does. That's Gaval the Shiloh, bring food to the bathroom. Who uses the bathroom there? Another Shiloh. And then another Indian, reason why people open up the back, you see the Lewis comes to Yeshiva, it's a locha in the get, when you go to the Sheirutim, you're supposed to look at his asthma with some water. Locha, you're supposed to take a tissue and spit some on top of it and make sure there's no tsayap a pitavas. Now, people don't appreciate spitting inside a tissue and wiping themselves with it. So they have different eitzes. Some people tell me they're being fresh wipes to yeshiva. Thank you, this Indian. On Shabbos, you have nowhere to go do. And let's say, very simple, the tanks, even though the work can come out every day, closes them. So what they do, people open them and put the tissue inside and make it a little wet over here.
On Shabbos?
No, not on Shabbos. In yeshiva now, they started having what they call bodeis. So the certain bathroom in yeshiva, they start putting in bodeis, right, in Nagavil they had, and then now in Merkazi they have. For this reason, take care of this Indian. So whatever reason why people open up the back to the toilet tanks, the question is, can you do it on Shabbos? So you can mamish, look at it, mamish me kotzel kotzer. What?
There's one right
here. They work over here? They're in the wall, no? This was in the wall.
They're in the wall.
What? And once in the wall, you can't open up the wall. In the wall, no. In the wall. You can't open those off. Now, those are one tiny, the standard ones you usually have in the house, you have an indentation, a mark over here. Come along, a menetzal, or a simcha bonim, or a ribiat. Mice is like a tank in the front of the roof. Mice has a base achizo. No problem opening it up on Shabbos. Very simple. Open up, mitzad has a base achizo, and then get a kise karko. Kise karko with a base achizo. Asad Hasheni, come on, the Emek HaTshuva, it says even better. You know what you can open up? It's not Kisa Karko. It's Kisa Kalim. It's a tank over here. Like you fill up with the water, there's a gumi on bottom, it has a tzura, it has a function that can be used without being attached. It's Mamush Kisa Karko, Kisa Kalim, like a tanner that you cemented on. That's has locha of Kisa Kalim, that does not even need a Beis Achizo. Asad Hashlishi, come on with Sham Nisan, Mr. Kaplan, he said, yes, the Rebbe of Neubat. You want Tana? Two reasons to answer it. First of all, he says, it's not nicker. Even the dentation, that's nicker. You see anything over there? It's part of the design. No one sees. Has to have a tzur that everyone knows that someone sees it. That's how you open it. It's in the mass of Kiddush, not definitely getting nicker. But any Tana is, if you ever put them back on, take them off, you usually clicked in place. The ones in the yeshiva, the standard ones, they click in place. She says, the whole time Sugovi here says the Mishabu has forgotten men. Sugovi Gimel has no tzir. It's only taking over, putting it back on, back and forth. But something that's attached, they click and paste, place. The Baya of Boinan Saisa, not Nirka Boinan, not Nirka Saisa. You have a Baya of Boinan Saisa Mamish. So how in the world can you take them over, put them back on with it clicking in place and taking them off? Now the argument is, what defines clicking in place being added to it? Or just opening close. For example, to close the door, to open the door, every degree is allowed to. Let's say you have a place, you go to your roof only once a year. You close the door, and a year later, you go to your roof and open the door. It's a place, how to open the door over here. Everyone else sees that the door over here is made to open and close. I can't even do it once a year, it's not a problem. So how do you look at the clicks of the toilet tank? Isn't now, no, it's closed, this part and parcel of the toilet tank, pointing in place there? But no, do you argue the point? Say no, it's made to open and close like the door of a house. No problem over here. What's it through over here? How do you look at the thing that clicks in place? Asad Revi, of Zilberstein, who has a true about this in the Chachukah Chemet, he says, can you open up the toilet tank? Very simple. It depends if it's constant, not constant. If it's constant, you do it all the time. You can camp over here. It's made to open and close all the time. Shiva all the time. No problem. Otherwise, you have a baya. Asad Chamishi, Yom Avram says, depends how tight it is. It's tight. When it's nice and not tight, no problem. Tzad Shishi, so the Arfa Shabbos, you put two things together. It depends if it's made to open and close constantly, and also how tight it is. Why the definition of how tight? Because if you see it's very tight, it's not part of the karak over here. Mashenkin, if something clicks off and on very simply, it's not part of the karak over here. A Shikol Das question. Six options of what to go do. Have a look at the toilet tank. It's a great question. How do you point? Is it Nikur? Is it Pesach Chiza? Is it Kisa Karak? Is it Kisa Kalim? And also, mitzvah the sugya bein and saiser in itself. I mean, we discussed by bein and saiser when you sell a house, you sell everything that's attached to the house. Do you expect the toilet tank cover to be there? I think everyone expects it to be there, right? Some guys will tell me sponge hole covers no. So, Clary, why not? That also yeah, is it part of the house, not part of the house. Maybe what defines being part of the house by etzem per se? So what's a toilet tank cover? Can you say mamish boy? No, no. Can you take it off and on?
Would there be a difference between the American toilet covers versus the Israeli ones? Based
upon the six forests, it depends. I said it depends if it's nicker or not nicker, and I said six forests. Apply the six forests into the American ones.
It's nicker. It's definitely the same character.
It really depends on which house in America, or different houses in America also.
The average house.
I don't know if that word even means.
Average liquid house.
that doesn't count. Fine. Now, a similar case in this case, opening up by the Tashlich, they said, the Hanum Shai said, Shai Chesed, other Shkunot, they open up a Tashlich. Do you have to open up before Tashlich, before Yom Tov, or do you open up on Yom Tov itself? So the Svarah to be Machmer is, it's only made to open once a year. It says the same Bok Shalom, the Fiskat Shuvah brings down once a year. You have no Heter, even though you have a Beis Achizah, no Heter. Even though it has a Beis Achizah, there's no Heter. It's old wells. The Tashlich, the old wells. I said a shading, the Kintar Balacha wrote to Baruch Shamar, the Sefer of Mordechai Eliyahu also wrote to Baruch Shamar and said, what do you mean? I said, Beis Achizon. You see no chilek over here. Whether long time, not long time. And therefore, Vadi, even in the restaurant itself, my seeking to open it. The other case you mentioned before, and the manhole cover to open it, so again, it really depends what types. The ones in Eretz Yisrael, I think, have Chmat no Heter over here because the Beis Achizah is not in the cover, it's on the cement around it. If the cement around it is not made to open up constantly, if there's no heter, look forward to open them up on Shabbos, there is no heter. The ones in America start clearing already. They have a hole built inside to lift it up. You can argue the point, nechon to get a beis achiza or not. There are two reasons why he machmer. One is very simple, by now you should know. Those are kind of the heter, beis achiza is only made to open up constantly. Manhole covers, even though they open up here and there, they're not made constantly. They're there once in a while, once a year. And therefore, according to the Machmir, Gil Seif, and others, there'll be no heter here to open up a manhole cover, even if it has the Beis Achizah. These manhole covers are very heavy. You can't lift them up. You need to be very strong over here. Someone in the machine, no, I see people show them they can do it themselves. But in the, you take a key, and we did it, actually, we broke the key, but we lift it up. You can't lift it up. It's a shack, lift it up. So the shadow here is that the mice is very heavy part of the ground. Do we say the site of here, what's the site of tzir? Mishmur said it has a hinge to it, it's part of the ground, no hinge, something made to come off and on. What's the lump that's behind it? Because when it's a tzir, it has a hinge, it's made to be part of the ground. Something is so heavy, it's so chilik of the karko, that trucks go over it, cars go over it, everyone goes over it, you can argue stark, that's a mavish part and parcel of the ground. It's so heavy that the fact that it's there, true has a beis achizah, but everyone knows it's part of the ground. Even if you do open up constantly, that's part of the ground. Atzadah Sheni, Kamlum with Rabiat, Kamlum with Karp, and Taina, let's analyze it. The mice, is it physically attached? No. Does it have a base of Chiza? Yeah. Nice, you're making them swerves over here. But let's take the technical aloha. And the mice has a base of Chiza, everyone knows it comes off. There's a space between to make it come off over here. It's not physically attached. They have it on Shabbos. Mice, you have a shingle, last question. Can you take it off or not? Take another case. People in the sink, they have a sink strainer. Now, that means basically people pour out their garbage into the sink. And they separate garbage from garbage. That's why there's no bayah bayah on Shabbos. Because it's separating psilis from psilis. The liquid goes down and the solids stay on top. And then the solids left on top is garbage. It's a graph from east. You take it out and put it into the garbage. Can you remove a sink strainer on Shabbos? The sink is karko. This is like your sponge hole on top of your sink. It has holes inside, it's a reshet, and it's part of the karko. It's covering the karko. The person have a right over here to take off the sink strainer on top of the sink. On the ones that some do have, some don't have. The ones that don't have, let's make it simple, the ones that don't have. Most in this country don't have. Let's go through as far as we are. Maisa, we have carp, we have Shabbos for Shabbos. He tainis has no base of chisa, you cannot take it off. Mamsha, suge kisa karko. Shvositzkok, yesel biyashiv, he says kisa karko. Again, argument, you can argue two avenues. One, Chodeshoni, Chaim Knievsky, or for Shabbos, on the site, Maisa have a heter of those who pass him constantly. You may go off and on. I think everyone's house Friday, you clean out the sink, you take it out with all the garbage, put it in the garbage. It's made to go off and on constantly. And then it's number one, Nacht Mekilim. Those who argue, we don't have this answer. Number two, Kamal Narko Shabbos, it says, the whole sewer, how it's made and where it's put, is carrying the opposite sphere by manhole cover that's being part and parcel. The whole sewer of this sink strainer, of how shrach it is and how light it is, and where it's being put over here, his words are, it's better than the Pesach Achizah. Everyone sees that's not part of the sink. Everyone sees what's it made for, to separate and take off. The whole sewer is made in the situation to be Cain, Beis Achizah. What you can say? That's very nice, but there is no Beis Achizah. That means they're taking by the metal cover that someone will be mocked with that sorrow. I forget, but in the case of the sinks, the strainer doesn't want me to make with that svara.
Why is that less of a basic chiza than the sponge cover?
Because there is a basic chiza here, there's no basic chiza.
I don't see the difference.
Oh, so if there's a piece there, I don't mean, I don't know if there's no piece inside. The certain ones have a piece, we don't have a piece. Again, if she will ask a question, I can hear Strack question, I can go off.
Where is it on the kissing tunnel?
Is it made to come off or not? Is it in the basic chiza or not?
It
has a get of kisa karka that based on kisa is enough.
Yes,
he
asked
the drain cover,
right?
Who is he? He asks a drain cover, yes.
Because
he holds, but he holds the head to have constantly. So he holds, it's not a problem, it's made to be constant.
Doesn't matter how tight it is, it's so loose that literally you pour water on it and it goes away.
And a lot of them, like, most of the time they're not in the drain.
Yeah, that's the question. So if you do you have the heter? Do you have this heter? I mean, if you buy the correct one, should not have this ending being loose. If you buy the wrong one, it's exactly a good question. Maybe buy your wife a present for shulas. You have to buy anyway a present. Get a correct one. So ones that work in the sink. One last case. They discuss. You have drawers. Till now, discussing kisa kalem. Let's say you have a drawer in a cabinet. Can you take the drawer out? So Paiskim discussing inside the sugar of oil. Put oil to the side. Nicely, a drawer has a handle. Has a handle. It has a base achizah. So mitzvah the sugya of boino near kaboino. Tzitzliyaz has a tshuva about it. And he discusses that. He discusses. Let's say your drawer comes out. He said that maybe it's even blocked a little bit. But every kid knows you pick it up and you take it out. So is it just like an idea of kisoy, a covering of karko, has a base achizah? Here the drawer has a base achizah that's coming out of karko. So maybe a person has a right to physically to take it out, put it back in on Shabbos.
So here's the same idea. You physically lift it up and take it out.
Again, there's a base of over here. This, but get out this cabinet. You take a jewel out of the cabinet.
The cabinet is attached
I'm
to
the
ground.
Before,
the cabinet. Okay, a cabinet attached to ground. Can you take it out? You have cabinets in each kitchen. Can you take the drawer out? Now, the much more fancy ones are even harder to take out. But unless the standard ones are very easy to click over there and take them out. He wants a tiny look, the maestro. It has a base yad and take it out. And the Chuvah is starting to argue stark, like the Arfah Shabbos and Rav Karko. They want to understand, it really depends how do you use the function of your drawer in your house. That means there are certain cabinets, that let's say the children's cabinets, that drawers are made to come in and out. That would be a chiz over there. Everyone sees it's not part and parcel of the cabinet. Usually in the cabinets in your house, they are being blacked, and the only time you take them out is usually clean them for Pesach, but you want to clean out the drawers over here. It's not really made to have any other function to take over, take on. The stamshus of the drawer over here, the gum is a base achiza, that's just made to open and close. It's not made to take out. And the fact that it's being blocked over here, and even now being blocked even better, no one, again, would you sell your house? Everything's part and parcel of the house, but you take out the drawers with you? Yes? Okay. I won't buy anything from you. No, that is part of the cabinet. It's part of the house over here. How can you come along and tell me it has base achiza and take it out? About nichol get a point and say, sir. A certain cabinets can argue the point, but most of them might be kalolius. Now look at Sisliyazid, that part and parcel of the cabinets, of us should be definitely get a point in Saiser. When I come to Sugya Kisa Kalim, by now we just finished from the beginning of the month until now the whole entire parak of Kola Kalim. That means we're going to have a test in 10 days, in Shlishi, the day after Shuas. We have it now a schus of doing Chazaro on the whole entire parak. We do have a test of Sif Alf to Sif Chavot. We realize by now we learned three sugyas. We learned the sugya of the different daggers of Muksa, the seven levels. We learned the sugya of Shiva Kalim, we have nine sifim. We learned the sugya of Yichud Kalim, eight sifim. Those are three sugyas that we're not going to get back to. This is where you coin these sugyas. After we get the sugya of Bosses, and total graph should be. And myself, Wapa is close for Kabbalah Satarva, Shiva Satarva, that we're going to be learning next 10 days. This is the time to make the kinyan that we learned past month. You're not going to learn it again. At least enough, a bunch of years. You spent a month learning it now. Start doing Chazara now. Shu will learn Simon Shu Yubayas, Kabbalah Abriyas. It's a separate sugya, separate Indian over here. Maisa, start doing Chazara now. And Ben Shem, you should be choir and make a kidney upon this. What better source for Kabbalah Satara? A slow.